From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning to you.
And morning, Mike.
So what did Treasury got to say?
So the Treasury Department, this is the New Zealand Treasury Department, yesterday released their monthly economic indicators, Mike. And now what I'm going to do now is I'm going to join a whole lot of dots together for you, okay? So this is like we're going to delve into a sort of a thesis here. Now, they commented that the government's budget and Treasury forecasts, which were both released in May, they largely met expectations. But... along with a number of local economists, they are starting to question the first quarter gross domestic product number. So the growth, first quarter growth. Now, the budget economic and fiscal update forecast 0.7 for the first quarter. Now, yesterday, they referenced that they're tracking, this is Treasury, they're tracking of the March quarter data. They think it might fall short of that number, and they join other people who are starting to question that as well. And they point to international developments and say risks are now skewed to moderately weaker global growth in 2018 than in those budget forecasts as well. So that feeds into the New Zealand context. Now, Mike, yesterday you spoke about weaker business confidence. It is self-fulfilling.
Yes.
And the problem we've got here is that we keep adding things onto that. So yesterday we saw the announcement of that Fair Pay Agreement Working Group. Now, that introduces another potential element of uncertainty. Now, I'm not sure at this stage, Mike, whether that Fair Pay Working Group, whether what the outcome of that is going to be a positive or a negative, because we don't know yet. We don't know how it's going to work. But what it does do with 100% certainty is it introduces more uncertainty. So that has a negative effect on business confidence. So I'm just joining all those dots together and say, look, we just need to be a little bit careful here, because we are starting to create a scenario where we can't grind ourselves up out of that little hole.
Exactly. And a number of us have been saying that for a long time, and we're talking ourselves into some real trouble. Now, GitHub, you'd be up on GitHub.
GitHub. Has anybody ever heard of GitHub? I mean, look, honestly, we talked about this in the office yesterday, and if we look at the NASDAQ yesterday, the NASDAQ hit all-time highs, and part of the reason driving the NASDAQ hitting all-time highs is this merger and acquisition factor. Mm. Now, GitHub. Now, there's a strong chance you won't have heard of them, but you might need now to hear of the three new billionaires that got created yesterday. Remember these names: Tom Preston Werner, PJ Hyatt, and Chris Wanstroth. Just became multi-billionaires because Microsoft has bought them out for $10 billion. Now, GitHub apparently is a code repository company, so software developers put code into it in there, and they believe that can then be worked on by other developers. So huge, and for a company that none of us had ever actually heard of.
Well, not bad, eh? It's where people like me who have got like open source apps and programs go.
So, Global Dairy Trade, we need to quickly talk about that too.
Oh, what's happened?
Global Dairy Trade, 1.3% fall in Global Dairy Trade Index overnight. Look, you've got a seasonal low in production at the moment. Futures market suggesting a small rise. So this might be a little bit disappointing. Whole milk powder fell 1.1%. Skim milk powder virtually unchanged. Yep. Huge rise in buttermilk powder. That was up 17.7%, but they sold very little of it. Look, all in all, Mike, it's just a few mixed messages out of that global dairy trade thing, but it points to that confidence again.
Yes, it does.
Points to the confidence.
Yes, it does. Give me the numbers. Yep.
Dow Jones, 24,786. They were down 27. S&P 500, 2746. NASDAQ, another all-time high, 7627 at the moment. FTSE 100, 7686. They were down 54. Nikkei, 22,539. They were up 64. Shanghai Composite, 3114. The ASX 200, they fell 31 yesterday, closing at 5994. The NZX 50, though, we had a bit of catch-up to do, so we had a storming day yesterday, up 121 points, 1.4%, close at 8757. On the currency markets, one New Zealand dollar, 0.7032 against the US, 0.9226 against the Aussie, 0.5996 against the euro, against the pound, 0.5246, 77.07 yen. Gold trading $1,298.95. Brent crude, $74.87.
Good man. Have a good Wednesday. Andrew Kelleher on the team at JMI Wealth. He's available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.